You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Meredith taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder was just with us. He's in Berea right now, and Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator, now speaking with the media. And so Daryl's
working.
Daryl bailed on us, and he's working with them now.
Whatever. See you guys. Peace.
Daryl said something in our conversation, and it just struck me. And Daryl has said it. Others have said it. It's kind of the narrative around the quarterback situation for the Browns. And Daryl said, you know, Flacco, how long he lasts, that's the question everybody seems to have. How long is he going to be there? Because they're going to want to take a look-see at Dylan Gabriel. That was the quote from Daryl.
At what point?
And then we've also heard, and of course, they want to see Shedeur Sanders.
At what point?
Doesn't that just scream this is going to be a miserable season? Okay, well, we have a guy, but we're going to want to look at the second guy, and we're going to want to look at the third guy. Well, then what are you doing?
I can't. I'm listening to the chuckles in the back. I think you're right. Why not go at it? I mean, the fact that Daryl thinks that doesn't make me feel good.
I know.
The feeling should be, hey, we're going at this with Joe Flacco. We believe Joe Flacco can get us to where we need to be with the defense that we have. We can get somewhere with Joe.
I would think
that's what I want the message to be.
And my guess is inside the locker room, Andy, that might be the message. Inside the front office area of Berea, I don't know if that's the message.
That is a dysfunctional organization. I hope it's not true. That's what I'm saying. I hope if you've got the front office saying one thing and you've got football staff, game day players, whatever, however you want to disperse the two sides.
Game day players.
You don't want two different sides. You want everyone to be unified on this, don't you?
Well, I would think so.
It's bad news if the front office is already breathing. Wow, we want the young guys out there. We want the young guys out there. What happens if Joe Flacco does go out there and throw for 300 plus yards on Sunday?
Hey, let's say they go 3-3 in the first six.
How do you walk away from that?
You don't.
No,
we're gonna run them. We're gonna have a parade if they go 3-3 in the first six.
You want to be in a back of a pickup truck, or what are you gonna do in the parade?
Gonna make sure I'm not sitting on the back of a convertible with somebody with a heavy foot.
I'm gonna stand on the back and hold the float. That's what I want to do. I want to hold the float.
One time in life, I would like to see Jeff Phelps do the Queen wave from the back of a convertible.
I've done that before. The King wave, I call it.
I've done that too. It's
Mayfield Heights home days.
Footage of good both to see of these
you. When they want to take a look see at Dylan Gabriel.
I have the thing they put on the car. You want to bring that in?
No, I want video footage of you doing the Queen wave from the back of a convertible, or the King wave, I should say.
King wave.
You know, fearless leader.
Fingers together, rotate the hand.
That'll have its own channel on YouTube.
Nobody just waves. You put the fingers together and you rotate the hand.
It's fearless, a cup. Yeah. It's cupping.
Nobody actually waves like that, you know, in real life, except that's the, you know.
The Queen Wave.
Fearless Leader, if you don't want to turn that into a gift for the internet, you can teach me how to do it and I'll do it.
What, this?
Seriously.
No, the two of you doing it at the same time.
Take a look-see at Dylan Gabriel. Doesn't that just scream, what are we doing here? And I want to see Dylan Gabriel play. Don't get me wrong. I want to see him play. But it's like, yeah, well, we'll see how he does. And then we'll see how he does. And then we'll see how this guy does. And then we'll draft somebody else next year anyway.
Yeah, that's not good. You're right. I can't fathom that's the message Kevin Stefanski's giving his players.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not. You know, I hope
Daryl's wrong.
I don't want to
put it that way.
Well, but don't you think he's right? See, that's the problem, Andy. I think he's right. And others have said it too. You know, you're going to want to get a look at this guy. Well, then that means you're just like shuffling through guys this year. I want Joe Flacco to go out and light it up and be really good.
Yeah, I do too.
And I'm not, and you, as you know, Joe is my fourth pick to be the starting quarterback of this team because I was just hoping somebody would beat him out and nobody did. Well, good for Joe. Maybe bad for everybody else, and maybe bad for the Browns. But see, that's the situation you're in. If somebody had beat him out, just flat out beat him out, well, mm-hmm. That's your starting quarterback. You're not going to be saying, well, we got to get a look at Joe Flacco.
You don't think they gave Gabriel Sanders a chance to beat him out, though?
Absolutely they did. You know why? Because they were here, and they were young guys with an investment. That,
you think they gave both those guys a fair shot absolutely. At trying to win the starting job?
Absolutely.
No way. We sat here and
said, from the minute they drafted them, the audition started, Andy. The competition started then.
I'm not buying it. I think there were only two guys that had a chance to win the starting job, and that was Pickett and Flacco all the way through.
Maybe.
And it was set up for that.
Except for one thing. If either Dylan or Shadur had played extremely well and had made the impression, they'd be the starting quarterback.
Well, what
right
would
now.
They have possibly? I mean, each of them had a good start.
One.
Shadur had a good start.
One.
Gabriel had all those third down conversions, that wasn't a good start.
I'm saying, I'd love to have one of those guys be the guy. If the Browns thought they were ready, they'd be the guy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And had that happened, wouldn't it be a little more exciting? Wouldn't it be a little more interesting right now? Hold on. If it were Gabriel as the starter or Shadur as the starter or even Kenny Pickett, because the last thing I I'm serious about this. The last thing I want is, okay, great. Well, Joe's there for now, but we're going to move on to somebody else. I know you are because of his age, and he's not going to be here for 4 years.
The question is when with him. Well, that's all. There's a when question. There's a when question with everyone, but when you have a quarterback who's over 40 starting, and there's only one other quarterback in the league that's older than him, that it is a matter of when. That's all there is to it. It's when. I get that. I understand that. But I think when could be 2 years from now. I think Flacco might be able to give you 2 years. Who knows? Flacco might be done after Cincinnati, which I don't want. But
Well, here's the reason.
Please play to win. That's what I'm saying.
If Joe's done, it's because he either stunk or got hurt. And I'm not rooting for either one of those scenarios. I mean, there's no way a Browns fan could root for either one of those. Chuck's in Chardon. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, my head's spinning. I thought they signed Pickett to start. I thought Joe was going to be our bullpen guy. Yeah, let's take a flyer on one of these young guys, or maybe even two young guys. But now to basically release Kenny Pickett and throw a 40-year-old in as a starter, come on. No, nobody starts a 40-year-old with any real
Steelers
expectations. Well, that's a little bit different. He's kind of an MVP and got a Super Bowl ring on his finger. But look, here's the other thing to keep in mind. We've played, what, five quarterbacks each of the last two seasons? Doesn't matter. We're just shuffling the cards until, you know, somebody falls in our lap next year.
Well, we got a bad deck. And I can tell you that. We've had a bad deck since 99.
Yeah. Chuck, the scenario that you laid out that you wanted to see is exactly what I wanted to see. It was exactly the same thing.
It's a no-brainer. That's
They really must not have thought much of Pickett that they traded him for a fifth-round pick. That's all I'm saying. They must not have. If they thought something of him, they would have hung on to
him. Andy, I can't argue with you.
Well, what I'm afraid is they think in one preseason start, they saw something in one of these two young guys. That scares me. Come on. Neither one of them have that great a preseason or a preseason start, but that's just me. Thanks, guys.
Sorry. Chuck, it's not just you. It's also me. Chuck, I feel the exact same way.
You guys should go share a bowl of soup or something.
We're having one later.
Oh, that's nice.
It's chicken paprikash today.
You know? Oh, it is. Not chicken pot pie?
No.
I'm out.
It wasn't. You want me to make your head explode?
Well, it's not too tough, but go ahead.
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing now in this situation? Joe Flacco start all 17 games and have some success.
Oh, my God. He finally said it.
Well, no. You know why?
You know why? Because 2 days ago I said you were right about something else.
No, because he's here.
Agree.
He's the guy that they've deemed the starter. So I'm not going to root against him, and I certainly don't want to see anybody get hurt. So I hope Joe's really good. I do. I hope he comes back. I just think it's unlikely. I hope he comes back and plays the same way he played when he was here 2 years ago for five games, and that the team has a reasonable amount of similar success. Well, that would be great. And you know what else that would do? It would completely lock up, without question, as if it's not already, that they're going to draft somebody next year high at quarterback. I mean, you know that's the – if neither one of the rookies gets on – and I think they will – if neither one of the rookies gets onto the field this year, of course they're drafting a quarterback next year. I think they're drafting one anyway. So do you.
I do, yes. I just don't know what round.
I'm
assuming first.
Numero uno. Been working on my foreign languages.
If Gabriel or Sanders comes in this year and takes over, why would they draft a quarterback in the first round next year? There's no reason to.
Because you're not going to get a big enough sample size to convince you need to pass up one of these guys.
How do you know that?
Because my fingers are crossed that Joe doesn't get his legs blown out from under him against Cincinnati. Hey, Joe, beat Trey Hendrickson. Whoop.
What's the best case scenario for this year?
For what? The whole year?
Yeah. My best case scenario is Flacco starts all 17 games and they make the playoffs. That's the best case scenario.
All right. I'll give you a better best case scenario.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Here it comes.
No, it goes against everything I just said.
Sanders is a starting quarterback, and
it goes against everything I just said.
Gets everybody excited. That's going to be
best case scenario is that Dylan Gabriel takes over in week one or two and ends up being really, really, really good. Or Shedeur Sanders takes over in week two or three and ends up being really, really, really good. That's the best case scenario for the season. Because that gives you enough sample size to think, you know what? We got a guy. Here he is. We have one right here. We have one. And then you move along. You found your franchise quarterback. You lucked into it. And you don't have to draft one next year because Dylan Gabriel was really good for about 14 or 15 games. Or that Shedeur Sanders was really good for about 14 or 15 games. But tell me how those guys are going to get on the field for 14 or 15 games. We don't want to see
injury is the only way they're getting.
I know,
out
and
there.
We don't want to see that happen.
No, I know. What were you going to say, Dan?
I was just going to point out that you need a further definition of success. Is it 1 year success or 3 year success? Because the Jeff plan is how you can thread the needle between 1 year success and 3 year success. Your plan is the 1 year success, where it's like, Joe Flacco looks good, you make the playoffs. Then you take that pick the next year and either keep the two guys you got or draft a quarterback in the first round and use the Jags pick and yours to move up. Because is it yours is 1 year success, which is a wonderful thing.
I'd be happy with two.
Sustained success, well, that's a different animal.
So we haven't had any success. Come on. Where have we been?
A year ago, the team won 11 games.
2020 was success. 2 years ago, 11 games, made the playoffs.
Last time we had success, we should have been in the AFC Championship game. We should have.
Yeah.
Blew that game against Kansas City.
And weren't.
I give you a little bit. Little bit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.